wheels tax is kind of the topic of a recent report that you guys put out. And before we get into maybe what you guys have found in recent years with your study, I think there might even be some communities still, Mark, that, you know, maybe they will at some point adopt a wheels tax, but maybe they don't yet, and they might not be familiar with it. So what exactly is a wheels tax? Why don't you run us through a little bit kind of that at a base level?
Sure thing. So the official full title for this is a local option vehicle registration fee, but most people just call it a wheel tax. And it is, you know, just a local version of something that most of your listeners are probably familiar with, which is that to keep your license plates current from year to year, you pay a vehicle registration fee to the state each year to keep, you know, make sure that your tags on your vehicle are current. This is just a local version of that. And so the city or village or town or county in which you live is does have the authority under state law to collect a registration fee or a wheel tax from, you know, any vehicle that spends most of its time at a residence within that jurisdiction. And so the interesting thing that we kind of chronicle in our report is that this authority has existed in state law for decades, many decades, but it's really only been in the last 10 to 15 years that a large number of local governments have started to take advantage of it. And, you know, there are some causes for that, some contributing factors that we talk about in our report. We can discuss that a little bit further if you like.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's dive into to some of those causes.
Yeah, so you know, basically these local governments have been on kind of a slow burn of, you know, factors that have been increasing, sort of ratcheting up the fiscal pressures for them over the last 10 to 15 years. The thing that kind of maybe broke the camel's back in some ways here in the 2020s was inflation, which of course so many of your listeners felt that in their household budgets, and it definitely had a, you know, really significant constraining effect on local governments as well. But, you know, even prior to, you know, the period of high inflation that we entered into here a few years back, you know, the, you know, kind of the two main sources of revenue for local governments are the local property tax levy that they collect and the aid that they get from the state. And the aid that they get from the state has been, you know, at coming, seeing increases either in some years not increasing at all, or in other years increasing, but by an amount that lagged the pace of inflation. That's been kind of an ongoing trend for a number of years. We've chronicled that in a number of our reports. The other piece that's very significant is that the state imposes very tight limits on the amount by which these local governments can increase their property tax levy from year to year. They can typically increase it, but only by an amount that matches the rate of net new construction within their jurisdiction, which, again, that will vary from one local government to another. But in most places and in most years, it has lagged the pace of inflation. So, you know, that's something that if that kind of occurs over the course of 1 or 2 years, it might not have such an effect, but over a longer period of time, it has started to add up. And, you know, that has put local governments in a place where they're looking in some cases for new sources of revenue. State law does not give them very many options to do that, but the wheel tax is one that it does provide.
And are these wheel taxes, are they more common in bigger municipalities and less common in smaller municipalities? And then kind of piggybacking off that, will we start to see smaller ones maybe adopt them more because, like you said, well, they just don't have a lot of options for generating revenue?
Question. We didn't do like an analysis like by the population of the local government. I would say just based off my, you know, sort of general study of it, that they're a little bit more common in place in larger counties and larger cities. However, there's a you know, significant number of smaller villages and even a few towns that have adopted them, as well as some counties that I think most folks would consider to be kind of more rural counties, places like Vernon County, Richland County, some of these places that you know, are not, Langlade County is another one, Lincoln County, that are, you know, don't really have any large cities in them. So they really are kind of cropping up in just about every corner of our state.
Do you think too that maybe, or have you heard, or have you guys noticed, is there anything that might be happening at the state level in the legislature or whatever it might be to kind of address wheels taxes as far as like making them more doable, or is that something that you maybe think is too far down the road to make a prediction on?
We're starting to see, I would say, a little bit of a pushback against these wheel taxes in the form of a bill that was just introduced that would actually subject these wheel taxes to a local voter referendum. So much like school districts and even some municipalities and counties now are asking voters to give them authority to increase the property tax levy over and above what they would otherwise be limited to under state law. If this bill were to become law, they would have to do the same thing with a wheel tax. If they wanted to impose it or increase it, they would need to go to voter referendum. I have not heard what Governor Tony Evers thinks about that bill, and that's obviously a huge question. But, you know, it does seem to be an indication that there's a little bit of fatigue setting in at least some quarters, you know, and so we'll kind of see where that goes.
Yeah, for sure. I know, too, we'll be interested to follow along with that here at the Capitol. I mean, by the numbers, then, I mean, what are we looking at from what did your study find as far as, you know, some interesting numbers, takeaways, kind of let you data nerd out a little bit here about what you guys found from the report?
So to give a little bit of perspective here, you know, really just since 2010, and actually most of the action really has just been in the last decade, since about 2015, we have gone from, let's start at 2010 then, because that's the beginning point for one of these important data points. We had four local governments in 2010 collecting wheel taxes. By early next year, we're going to be at almost 70 local governments that are collecting them. A decade ago in 2015, all the local governments throughout the state were collecting about 10 million, not even quite 10 million in wheel tax revenues. Fast forward to this last year, fiscal year 2025, it was more than 70 million. So that gives you a sense of how quickly the scale has kind of ramped up here, just from kind of the mid 20 teens through 2025. And, you know, I don't think there's a lot of indication that that those increases are going to really stop. They might slow down a little, but they don't seem like they're going to stop at all, because the factors that have been causing them are still at play. And I think the only thing that would really stop it or significantly slow it down would be either some sort of a change in state law that would either make it more difficult for local governments to enact these wheel taxes, or conversely, if you had a legislature and a governor that were to take a new look at how they provide state aid to local governments, either by increasing that general aid or increasing transportation aid, you know, that potentially could relieve some of the pressure on these local governments, cause fewer of them to adopt these wheel taxes. Because one important thing I should note is that these wheel taxes, for any local government that adopts these wheel taxes, they can't just use the revenues for any general purpose. They do have to use the revenues for transportation-related purpose.
Gotcha. It's a good note there. Well, Mark, I mean, you hit kind of the main stuff that I was kind of looking at or interested in from the report, but is there anything else that you guys found that you think folks should know or you find interesting or whatever it might be?
Yeah, I think we are starting to see more places in the state where one of two things are happening. Either folks are getting kind of doubled up. In other words, they might live if you live in the city of Madison or the city of Milwaukee or the city of Eau Claire, you are actually paying, and there are a few other places where this is true, but those are kind of the three largest examples that we know of, where you're paying a wheel tax both to the city and to the county. So, and of course to the state as well. So, you know, it can start to add up. Most of these wheel taxes are not super large amounts. In most places, they're $20, $30. And so they're not an amount that typically is going to break the bank for most folks. But when you start to add up that amount for the city and for the county, and you're paying $85 to the state, we acknowledge it can add up. And, you know, that's one thing we want to be cognizant of, is that it can add up for some taxpayers. But it is, I think, also important for folks to understand kind of why local governments are doing this. And there are some real pressures that they're encountering that is causing more and more of them to adopt, or in some cases, if they already have a wheel tax, to increase it.